Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Brant Gates. Batting third. The right fielder, Ruben Sierra. Batting fourth. The DH, Troy Neal. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Aldrete. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Craig Paquette. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jerry Brown. Batting eighth. The catcher, Scott Hammond. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Lance Blankenship. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Moeller. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The right fielder, Wayne Kirby. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting sixth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Alvaro Espinoza. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jose Mesa. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gates for the out. Henderson moves to third. One out. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sierra hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Henderson tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kirby bunts towards the mound. Moeller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Berga bunts towards third. Paquette fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kirby moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Paquette. Kirby scores. Berga scores. Bell moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, Indians. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento strikes out. There goes Bell. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aldrete strikes out. 1 out. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mesa fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hammond hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Blankenship hits a line drive towards third. Espinoza reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Espinoza hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Furman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Furman moves to second. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kirby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kirby takes first base on ball 4. Furman moves to third. Lofton moves to second. Joe Boever now pitching. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorrento hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gates is 0 for 1 in the game. Gates hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sierra is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sierra hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berga catches it and throws to first to double up Gates. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kevin Campbell now pitching. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jefferson strikes out. One out. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 0 for 1 in the game. Espinoza hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Furman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Aldrete is 0 for 1 in the game. Aldrete hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Neal moves to second. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Paquette reaches second base with a double. Neal scores. Aldrete moves to third. It's 6-2, Indians. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aldrete tags and scores. Paquette tags and moves to third. One out. It's 6-3, Indians. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammond is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hammond hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Paquette scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-4, Indians. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Blankenship is 0 for 1 in the game. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards third. Espinoza fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Witt now pitching. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortiz strikes out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Brown. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kirby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirby strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ruben Sierra batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sierra is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sierra hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Neal for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 2 in the game. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Wirtz now pitching. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Aldrete is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aldrete takes first base on ball 4. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Indians. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hammond is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hammond strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Espinoza is 0 for 2 in the game. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 2 in the game. Ortiz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry DiPoto now pitching. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Blankenship is 0 for 2 in the game. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brent Gates batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gates is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gates takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to second. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sierra hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Henderson moves to third. 2 outs. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Neal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Witt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kirby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aldrete scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirby for the out. Lofton moves to second. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Berger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Berger hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lofton scores. It's 7-5, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-3 in the game. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Berger moves to third. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Berger scores. Sorrento moves to second. It's 8-5, Indians. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 0-for-3 in the game. Espinoza hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Aldrete is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aldrete takes first base on ball 4. Mike Bordick pinch runs for Mike Aldrete. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Paquette is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Espinoza juggles the ball. That's an error on Espinoza. Bordick moves to second. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger fields it and throws to second for the out. Bordick moves to third. One out. Terry Steinbach pinch hits for Scott Hammond. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Terry Steinbach now catching. Lance Blankenship now playing first base. Mike Bordick now playing shortstop. John Briscoe now pitching. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Furman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Furman takes first base on ball 4. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 0-for-3 in the game. Ortiz strikes out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Furman moves to second. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette throws to second for one, and Gates throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Furman scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-5, Indians. Carlos Berger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berger is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Briscoe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeremy Hernandez now pitching. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-3 in the game. Blankenship strikes out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gates is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gates for the out. Henderson moves to second. 2 outs. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sierra is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops it up and throws to first, with Hernandez covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Oakland Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.